coronavirus, COVID-19. It's on everybody's mind, and I'm joined here with HBR's news director, Bill Dorman, to discuss the latest. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Noe, and good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, you bet. No, and, you know, as our listeners heard earlier this morning on NPR, President Trump had the news conference in the Rose Garden, declared a national emergency. Now, what that means, among other things, promising up to $50 billion in federal aid. Financial markets certainly like that. The most stock indices closed up more than 9% by the close of the session and the close of really a historic week on that side. But for us here in Hawaii, one key aspect of that address, the idea of freeing up that funding and the flow through of money to the state. And that's why the declaring of the state of emergency on a national level plays in with the earlier declaration, the state of emergency on a state level here by Governor Ige, because that makes other funding mechanisms available. And that is sort of such a key part of this as we go on. Because
what kind of funding is that, though?
Well, it's, again, the details still to be coming, but you would anticipate short-term and then more medium-term or longer-term aspects of that. One of the key aspects is how quickly some of this can get freed up, and that's part of what the financial markets were concerned about, that there was a bogging down in process. And, you know, meanwhile, here, there is still that basic hunger for basic information. What do we know so far? And again, just to review things that folks may have heard already, but 32 tests carried out in Hawaii so far, which is, you know, very small number. That's, we're going to be hearing more this afternoon from the Department of Health. Catherine Cruz actually was on the line. She learned they're going to be doing daily briefings now in the early afternoon starting next week. Certainly a welcome development in terms of public information, but we're going to be hearing more about that.
Right. Should we ask ourselves why there have only been 32 tests done so far?
Well, again, you can sort of look backwards and say why, but it's more sort of one thing. It's, if you think of it as driving down a car rather than looking through the rearview mirror at this point, you look at the windshield and say, okay, how do we move forward on this, and how quickly can we ramp this up? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the questions, because other decisions depend on that. So, for example, later this afternoon, we're expecting to hear something from the Department of Education about their plans. We know that they've been talking, that the state health officials have said that they've been talking with the education folks. We know that yesterday there's a meeting among heads, representatives of the major private schools, along with Superintendent Christina Kishimoto. And that has been an area, frankly, where we have been slow to get information about plans. It's a critical piece, as you know, of that broader situation. Spring break coming around the country. Some schools have extended that spring break. Heard from some parents locally here that the schools are wanting to know information about potential plans that they have with their kids over this spring break. And so much of this, as you know, is on a rolling calendar, really, with contingency plans that will develop as the situation develops. So, for example, with that continuing phrase of an abundance of caution, but you look at the calendar. You got graduations.
Exactly.
You've got proms. You've got other public events with large gatherings.
And Neil Blaisdell Center, by the way, is just pressing on.
That's
open for business, for they say.
Yes. And that's
the latest today.
Again, in terms of when you look at, and the symphony came out with saying we're going ahead with this. You mentioned yourself earlier in the hour on the university level. We know University of Hawaii switching to online classes after spring break.
Chaminade, so something similar.
Chaminade,
but you know, people, their driver's licenses and all of that, there will be changes to that ID processing and driver's license processing as well. I think Mayor Caldwell is going to speak on that about 2 o'clock this afternoon. He's got a conference coming up.
And that, the idea of this continual adjustment as we go along, and with a piece of that being contingency plans also. And any business around the state has been doing this in terms of, okay, what's our worst case scenario? What are our phases depending on what happens? What are essential employees that need to be on site? What work can be done remotely? things of that nature going on. And then you plan with, again, the rolling calendar idea. So, for example, David Lassner, UH president, said that he would like to have the university resume regular classes in person as of April 13th. But that, of course, depends on developments between
Sure, right. You know, well, all this has taken place during the legislative session. And is there something happening there? There's a House committee formed?
Oh, there sure is. So there was this meeting yesterday, this new House committee, put together by House Speaker Scott Psyche, co-chaired by Bank of Hawaii President Peter Ho. 26 people on this committee. It's called the Select House Committee on COVID-19 Economic and Financial Preparedness. And they're looking at plans for the economy, both short-term and long-term, but there's a real concern about impact. Again, travel and tourism, of course, is a headline thing that everybody thinks about in Hawaii, and that's certainly being impacted, but the roll-on effects through that retail industry. They had a public hearing yesterday morning, about an hour and a half or so. It was really fascinating to hear representatives from different parts of the economy, shipping and food, chambers of commerce, medical community.
Oh, yeah. You know, services of all kinds. What keeps this community together? I mean, it does require some face-to-face contact.
It does.
Or it has up till now.
And also sort of the idea of pushing things through, again, back to this declaration of emergency and what can be done for to get things going. And Governor Ige used a phrase that others came back to, shovel-ready construction. Not something that, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to have plans for this that will happen in X number of years or months, but getting clearing permits to make things go now. And the folks from the construction industry that were at the committee were stressing the importance of this. Carl Bonham of UHERO.
Building what, also, Bill?
Building projects that we will need. So, for example, the idea of an opportunity to move ahead with affordable housing, with affordable rental housing projects, things like this, things that can be put together in a creative way, but with haste, with not rushing to do it, but clearing some of the hurdles that may otherwise be in place in order to get jobs going now. Because employment, the longer this lasts, is, again, more of a concern. A lot to continue to review. We'll continue to review that on this program, on The Conversation, and certainly Morning Edition ATC.
Right. Thank you, Bill. And you've been traveling recently. What was that like? Airports across the U.S. generally?
Long story short, I decided went to the East Coast, but skipped the trip to New York City. Won't be back to New York at some point, but not on this trip.
Well, I heard the airports were a little less busy than normal, and that could continue. Thanks so much for getting back and giving us this report.
You bet. Thanks, Noe.
That was Bill Dorman, News Director for Hawaii Public Radio.